Hi, I'm Dr. David Hill, and today we're going to be talking about how to soothe a toddler's cough without medicine. This is a really important topic because many of the medicines that we used to recommend for toddlers with cough or cold symptoms, we no longer recommend. Now, why is that? Well, we've come to realize that those medicines have never really been shown to do what they're supposed to do. The cough and cold medicines that we used to give never really were proven to stop cough or stop a runny nose or decrease congestion. They have been shown to cause potential serious side effects, especially in babies, toddlers, and younger children under the age of 6. So most doctors will no longer recommend a cough or cold medicine to your toddler. What are you going to do then? Because you're still up all night with a toddler who's coughing. I think one thing to understand is what an important protective reflex the cough is. Why is it so hard to suppress a cough? Because a cough is a really important way that the body cleans bad things out of the lungs, things like viruses and bacteria and old mucus and foreign bodies that may lead a child to become sicker. One question with a toddler's cough before we talk about soothing it is it normal if the child is having any shortness of breath, chest pain, or wheezing? If you see the child working too hard to breathe, the skin is pulling between the ribs or over here, or the child's using his or her abdominal muscles to breathe, that is not normal. That is a baby who needs to be seen by a doctor. He or she may have asthma, pneumonia, or other serious lung disease. Likewise, a child who has a whooping cough, especially if he or she has not been vaccinated in a timely fashion, you hear sort of a whoop on breathing in, that could be potentially problematic. Also, that could be croup, a sound called stridor that the child makes on breathing in. Again, it's that kind of sound. That child probably needs to be evaluated emergently to make sure that he or she isn't at risk of losing his or her airway completely. For the normal pesky cough, one that hasn't gone on more than 3 weeks, one that is coming with cold symptoms such as a runny nose or stuffy nose, the best thing that we have, honestly, is honey. Now, if your baby is under 1 year of age, you should not use honey as a cough suppressant. Why? Botulism. Botulinum toxin is something that older children can process and deal with. When they swallow the honey, the stomach acid will make it go away. But younger babies, it can kill. So for younger babies, instead of honey, we recommend heavy corn syrup, like Cairo brand syrup or other off-brand corn syrup. However, for children who are over age 1, a teaspoon of honey has been proven to be an effective cough suppressant.